Well, it was one of the games that we didn't expect, but we knew that could happen. I thought that we started off pretty decent. I thought that our power play looked like it was good at the beginning, and then we had trouble executing. And then I thought the goal late in the second period was really one that, when you look at it, was to me, it was a major goal with 3 minutes to go, or roughly over 3 minutes to go in the second period. It was a tough goal for us, one that certainly I didn't think they should have got, either with a play on the boards or even the shot from the point. And that put us into a tough situation. I thought we didn't get a lot of A games from our players. I thought, our key guys are our best players. Not that they didn't work. I thought that they worked. But some of them tried too hard, and I don't think that you saw what we thought that we could see from our players.
Would you describe the game that Bufflin had, though, as well as A games, I would imagine, both ends?
Yeah, I thought Bufflin was good, I thought Buff was responsible. I thought he tried to make a difference in the game. I thought that he played a more balanced game. I thought he used his weight and size to his advantage in knocking people off the puck, and it was dangerous, so I thought that he was probably our best player.
How did you feel like you had two posts and then you score a goal and there's great energy in the building, but then did you feel like Ottawa towards the latter part of the first period was starting to kind of come on?
Well, there was a lull for about 4 minutes in the, it started off with about 5 minutes to go, and you could just see that. I could see that because we turned the puck over between the top circle and our blue line maybe five times in two shifts or three shifts right in that time. And then we turned it over in a bad clear, and it ended up in our net. So you could certainly sense that was happening. Now, is that fatigue, anxiety, a lot of things building up? But that clearly was a momentum shift, and that didn't help us going in where we were playing okay. We're doing okay. And their shots, I think they outshot us in the first, but they had a lot of shots from outside the blue line, and we had some pretty decent chances. The post would have been nice to get one of those, but that's the way it goes.
Paul McLean, I think, described it as a dog's breakfast overall.
Well, it's hard to get a real handle on it because you could see that some guys were fatigued with the pace and with a lot of different things, and it would be close. It would be close, Like, you just try to see the rhythm and the chemistry, and, it was tough trying to get your guys to go, who was going, who wasn't going, what lines were going. When you're going down to three, who are the nine? Just, so there were some tough plays.
Just Shifley and Postma, what did you think of their games?
Pardon?
Shifley and Postma, what did you think?
Well, I thought Shifley, I thought he took advantage of the situation that he was in, plays right wing in the National Hockey League, and I thought he created some chances, and I thought he had a good game. I thought he played pretty well for the amount of minutes that he played. And Postma was okay. I wouldn't give him a real high rating, but he was okay. Not, a little bit, and that's what you get, doesn't have a lot of experience, but.
How was the overall team defense? I know it was only game one.
Well, I didn't like our support of the puck, pretty much. A lot of the game, our low support in a lot of ways, and then we started to press, and then it got worse, and then we started to create our own problems, and then we tried too hard, and then we started to try to play one-on-one and turn pucks over and didn't let the puck do the work. And our defensive play, I would have liked to have maybe one of the goals back, but maybe their first, but the other ones went off of our guys twice. The one the power play did, and the last one again went off the shin pad. So, I thought we were okay. I wouldn't say we were anything great.
And paddle the board, guys.
Pavs. I think he'd like to have a little bit better game.
You guys that haven't played in 9.5 months, does it look like that to you out there?
Well, that would be going back to the dog's breakfast there, And that's what you don't know. So it looked like it. It looked like it in some players and other players. You know, it's really difficult in a situation like that. You have to stay stable. Have a lot of the things. You have to simplify some things, and we chased the game a little bit and got over anxious, which created a lot more problems. And you couldn't reel guys in. They just wanted to do well, and they. You couldn't get it done. So, you know, I thought that it looked like some guys were off for 8 or 9 months.
You still be trying lines out going forward? Last one.
You know what? Like with the line combinations, you're gonna look around. There's you know, you've got to get some better play from some players, and they'll be the first to tell you that. You know, it's not like they'll be happy about that either. So. You know, you got to win games. That's the bottom line. You go into Boston and Washington, and you got to win games. You know, and now you got to rest, manage. You got to figure this out. You know, but you got to make a self-assessment of your game, and you got to be honest before you start criticizing our team. How did you do? You know? And I think everybody was rusty, so it was a little bit difficult.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gus.